All right. Well, good morning. It's been good to be here already this morning. It's been a blessing. Kind of fun to hear about the trip and to hear what God's been doing in your hearts. We spend a lot of time praying, a lot of time imagining what may be happening. And it's just fun to hear what did go on for those of you that traveled to Mexico. And Jonathan, we'll be praying for you. Where'd he go? There he is. Okay, past you. Oh, hi, Jenny. I see you here. It's friends from way back. I'm sorry. I'm a little disorganized this morning. You know, I'm watching the clock too, and I am a classroom teacher, and I know that the lunch bell means that my kids are going to leave my classroom, whether I'm done with my lesson or not. Now, we don't have a bell here at church, and I've been told that I have the freedom to walk us into the afternoon if we need to, but I realize that many of the people in the benches would like to walk toward lunch at about the right time. So we'll trim it up and make sure that we do get your lunch in. Ernie, I'll get you out of here. All right. I'd like to start with a word of prayer, if we could, this morning. Father, thank you for the privilege of being a part of Calvary Chapel. Lord, I thank you for the privilege it is to be on the journey of faith in the context of community. Lord, I pray that you would guide our time here this morning and draw us toward yourself. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, the title that you see in the bulletin is that It Takes Work. And the addition to that title is, but it's not all mine. It does take work. This life that we're living and the journey that we're on toward perfection, it's a lot of work. And I think that anyone who tells you that it's not hard work to be a healthy Christian, they're selling something that may not be correct. But it's not your work. It's not your work. It's the work of the Lord in you. So I'd like to read out of Galatians 5 this morning, if we could. Galatians 5, we'll start at verse 13 and head down through verse 24. I'll be reading out of the New American Standard Bible this morning. I had a roommate one time. His statement was, if I could have memorized a passage in one version and be reading along in a second version while I'm hearing it in a third version, he said, then I feel like I'm really getting the context of the scripture. Harlan was a few notches above. So I am reading it from the NASB, and that may not be what you have in your hand. That's all right. Please follow along and note the wording as we work our way through here. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. This is Galatians 5, verse 13. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. In the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you do not, that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the desire of the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition one to another, in order to keep you from doing whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, witchcraft, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. I'm guessing that most of us as little children memorized the fruit of the Spirit. And we sang songs about them. But verse 22 and 23 can be pulled out of here, and it's valuable to talk about the fruit of the Spirit growing in us. I find that taken in context, there's a lot of meaning here. A lot of meaning about the way we function, not just individually, but also as a body. I'd like to start back up here at the top. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another in love. I think this morning we had a report from the youth about serving the greater body of Christ in love. I get the impression that there were some really tough days on the trip. Some days where you didn't see eye to eye. Adrian, you said that, or maybe it was Zinda, said you had to figure out not to assume the worst about the other person. They didn't mean that, but you had to think the best of the others. You served one another through love rather than selfish ambition. It takes work to do almost anything. And that kind of flies in the face of modern culture. I think that we're told over and over through media, through what we read, that relationships, they should be easy. They should feel natural. Like a relationship with him or with her, it should feel like coming home. And if it doesn't, then it's probably that you're in the wrong relationship. Like you should ditch that one and do something else. I don't know how many of you that are married have ever disagreed with your spouse about anything, but Jenny and I have had some strong disagreements about which way we ought to do something. And just because the relationship isn't easy doesn't mean that we're in the wrong one. It means that we have to work on it. It means that Chad has to work on issues of selfishness or my own ambition and lay those back at the foot of the cross. I think that the world has, it continues to move us toward it should be easy. You notice notes about ChatGPT, the online forum that will write your term papers for you or will create almost anything. In my world as a school teacher, I have to watch out for ChatGPT because my kids know about it, right? I see that even in the farming world, things get easier. John Deere, equipped with AutoSteer, makes it possible for Danny said he listens to audiobooks in the tractor. I mean, it's easier than it once was. Even in the factory, No, actually in the factory, it's not necessarily easier. It's a lot of work. I think that any time we actually want to accomplish something, it takes work and lots of it. We're told that if it's difficult, it's probably wrong. Not true. Work is good. Hard work is good for you, and it develops character. Sometimes, I think we're tempted, at least I'm tempted, to think that if I could just figure out the right way to do it, then it will be really easy. And some of that's true, that a bit of planning ahead is necessary before you just get started. And we can tease that out, and there's a lot of truth to planning ahead. But I noticed, okay, so I do work with teenagers, and so I'm biased with what I see, but I think it's our older people too, that the longer I can sit and think about it, well, the longer I can wait until I really get started. So if we could get some more equipment around, or if we could plan this out more carefully, maybe we could start on Tuesday. And if we plan a little more carefully, we could wait until Wednesday. And if we could just kind of push it down the road, I don't think we'll really have the funding in place until next month sometime. Let's just wait a bit. And it can be laziness rather than actual diligence. So I guess I'd ask you, check your own motives on that one. Sometimes the longer I can sit here and think about it, the less I need to actually go and do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you went to Mexico and you served and you gave. I was challenged by the effort that you put into trying to see what was valuable or what could teach you through the trip. I heard that your hearts break, but it's good to have your eyes opened. See how fortunate we are. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. We are guilty sometimes of going home to have the preacher for lunch. And we take apart everything that was said wrong. And we devour those that seek to serve. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of your flesh. For the desire of the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh. For these are in opposition one to another, in order to keep you from doing whatever you want. Do you ever feel a bit confused? A bit like, I really want to do this, but I don't think it's good for me. But I still really want to do this, but it's probably not good for me. You're not alone. God places His Spirit in you to keep you from doing what your flesh desires. If you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. But now the deeds of the flesh are evident. And if you read through verse 19 through 21... There are a pretty long list of things that we can give kind of mental assent to. Yeah, that's wrong. The deeds of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, and witchcraft. Yeah, I get it. That's wrong. That's what those guys over there do. I'm actually not really into any of that, so we're fine. Thank you. Witchcraft, hostility, strife, jealousy. Well, I'm not really jealous, but I'd like to have at least three of the Milwaukee tools that Dana Schaffer has. Well, okay, I'm a little jealous because that looks really nice. And I'd like to have what he has or she has. Or Dana, I'm not trying to pick on you. It's just fun. We can do it, and inside we're actually giving a lot of room for jealousy. Outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions and factions. Brothers and sisters, we at Calvary Chapel are in a special but dangerous place. We have come through a year of kind of a difficult journey. You have allowed our leadership team to have a sabbatical. And that sabbatical is wrapped up. And we're working our way forward. But we have potential to create frustrations, factions, and troubles. Dissension is listed here as the work of the flesh, right? So there is a point in trying to sort out problems and be honest about problems that we have, but we're seeking to work together and to find ways forward. So it's my prayer that we do that. I cherish the church family that we have. This is a special place. You all matter immensely, and I've loved working with you as a church because our hearts are here. I notice that we've had a year of kind of complicated leadership structure, and yet we still have people joining us coming here. You showed up this morning because I know it's mostly because there's fellowship meal today and that's what we come for, but it's largely because you want to be here with these people. Thanks. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. I feel like Chad Graber has so much to learn in this category. I don't think I'll be done growing until I die. But working on especially the issue of patience. Isn't it funny how you have so many answers before you hit a situation? Jenny and I, when we got married, we had a lot of ideas about how to have children. We would say pretty often, it is entirely possible to have well-behaved children. And then we had kids, and they're good, but we now say it's entirely possible to try to have well-behaved children. And I'm working with my boys now, and I just am in awe of my father and his patience with his sons on those spray trucks. I remember pretty well ripping the hose off the side of the barn one time because I had not taken it out of the truck before I moved the truck away from the dock. And I had a 30-foot hose tail behind the spray truck and water spraying 40 feet in the air. And my dad said, glad I didn't do that. It was a lot of work. We had to cut the concrete and change the pipe down below, and it was a problem. But his gentleness and patience with his son Chad was noteworthy. Last night, about 10 o'clock, I was resetting a toilet in the basement at our house because a toothbrush had gone down the toilet and it had to be taken off. And I'm thinking about my dad and how important it is to just be patient and to love on my kids. We learn, right? We learn. I find that it's so important. These traits that are essential to the Christian life, they've kind of become a to-do list for Christians. The key to cultivating the fruit of the Spirit isn't actually a secret. We seem to overlook it. We need to seek God, and His Spirit will produce this fruit in our heart. I find it helpful to pause and reflect at the end of the day and pray back through the events of the day and turn them over to the Lord. Things that I'm feeling anxious about or frustrated with, I have to walk them back to the foot of the cross and leave them there. I remember working with some of my people at GTO. I had a team leader that would bring me a lot of problems. he was working with people, and he would bring me, well, this person did this, and this person said this, and this isn't going well government-wise, and we're just having problems. And then we'd walk through it and talk about it and pray through it. And every now and then he would ask me, Chad, how do you deal with this? Because I know I'm bringing you a lot of frustration, but you've got guys in China and in Laos and a few other places in Thailand that are also dumping their problems on you. Like, what do you do with all of the frustration? And I said, I'm not really that good at it, but I do find that my path to the foot of the cross has to be pretty short. And I can't do anything about all of the problems, but I do have to walk it back to the Lord and say, Lord, this is yours. And as we seek the Lord, His Spirit is able to bring forth the fruit in our lives. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's not all mine. God works in us to do His good pleasure. I find that listening to others' stories brings clarity and understanding. In the context of relationship, it's easier to respect the people around me. So, this morning, we heard some stories about Mexico. I'm looking forward to hearing some stories about Germany in a couple of months. We have to pull together. Lauren and Sharon, you were a part of this positive week for our youth because you allowed God to use you where you were well suited to be put to work. Thank you. We've got places where we get to work together, don't we? I mean, there's job sign-up lists in your mailboxes. And it's not always fun to sign up to do stuff. It's work. But I thank you for pulling together. Please do fill in a handful of spots. You don't have to take just one job. You can take six. It's okay. You know, something else that we do as a Christian body is that we help others. You helped those in Mexico. I realized that after Pastor Prapond was here, about 2-3 weeks ago, we had a speaker here from Thailand sharing about the Compassion Home. We were supposed to announce that there are a few children in Thailand that still need a monthly sponsor. So if you want to sponsor either Seronpan or Sapanat, I'd be glad to help you with these forms. There's ways that we can get involved to help far away. Here locally, we can have somebody over for lunch. We can sit down and listen to their stories. We need to pull together. Yeah, it's getting about time. So one of the ways we pull together is that we get... Oh, Tom Kishart said it's all right. We're good. I do have one more piece that I want to do a little bit of explaining on. And it's our effort as elders to pull together, but also to give you space to talk. We do recognize that the year past has been a tough one. So the men's meeting coming up on Wednesday, we're actually really hoping that you as men do come to share your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, and we're going to make a point to reach out to those of you women that don't have someone there at the meeting representing you. We'll make sure that we let you know what came out of it and take your input on that as well. But there's questions, there's concerns, there's thoughts about how we move forward. The best way that we can move forward is people sharing what's on their hearts. So that's the plan for Wednesday evening. We are seeking to serve. We're seeking to to be a part of the family of God here in Sturgis, Michigan. It takes work, but it's not all mine. Let God develop the fruit in your life and bring it to maturity. It means surrender. It means allowing Him to work in you. It means giving up our own ambitions, dissensions, and factions. But it does mean joy everlasting. Why don't we stand for closing prayer? Lord, we thank You. We praise You, and we give You glory. I ask that You would continue to grow the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Let the world around us see that we are Christians. Let us love each other well. Lord, I thank You for the hands that prepared the food. Thank You for the food You've given us here for lunch. I pray Your blessing on our time together, fellowshipping and encouraging and building each other up. Guide us through the week ahead. Keep us in Your care. In Jesus' name, amen.